Hello and welcome to The Human Now, where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in this state of time and most importantly, making positivity louder. No matter where you are around the world, welcome, no matter what you're feeling or what mood you're in, we hope this podcast helps to lift your mood and vibration today. I'm Cash.
And I'm Perry.
And this is The Human Now.
What happened?
Damn, man, early start. Got me on the edge of my seat, you know, and I was like saying it and then I'm thinking at the same time. Yeah, and then,
Just, well, we've got to keep you on your toes.
How you feeling?
Good, good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, man.
It's a bit early for you, is it?
Just a little bit. Just like, you know, like a couple of late nights, you know, when you're in that festive season.
Catches up with you.
No sense of time or, you know, like, I don't even know what day it is.
It's also good. All right. Let's get into it.
Yeah, man. Where's the morale at?
I think I'm sitting at a 6.5.
You're back down, man. We're at an all-time high of 8 the other day.
Yeah. 6.5.
6.5. Yeah, man. I feel like I'm warming up. You know how? So, I don't know if we've talked about this before on the show or not, but are you someone who, when you wake up and you open your eyes, like, you're alert and you're ready?
Yes.
Or are you one of those ones that have to like power up slowly and you're warming up and you're like, I'm still waking up.
Yeah, nah, I'm eyes are open and I'm awake.
Yeah. Like, you can function, eh? Yeah. I live with someone who does not function that early in the morning. And so I kind of feel like maybe that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Some of that's rubbing off on me.
Yeah.
But we're here. So
where are you sitting at?
Oh, probably about a six and a half.
Cool. Okay.
But all right. I feel like once we get into the groove, we'll be fine.
Cool. Well, we do have a fun topic ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do get into that, let's talk about some gratitude. What are you feeling grateful for?
For the moment, I think, like, just within the last couple of days, just experience, like, people around us passing away and, like, how fickle life is, the fickleness of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that we actually have to seize the day and the moment and also the lasting impression that we leave on people.
Yep.
So I think I'm just grateful to be here, to be around the people I'm around, be around you, my family, my wife, you know, it's just at any time.
Anything can happen.
Could not be here. So I think even just words matter.
Yep. Well. Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm feeling grateful for my ability to learn. I think it's something that we take for granted.
Yep.
I can speak for myself and I use it every day.
Yep.
And it's easily something that can become, you can overlook. But yeah, I think it's everything.
So, yeah. Do you think that ability to learn comes through awareness or it's separate?
How do you mean?
Like,
I think you can learn. I think you can learn from awareness.
Yeah.
But I think it might sit separately.
Mm.
I think you learn different things from awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Man, we're on a roll today.
Hey, man. This is a 10-minute episode. Let's go.
So next we thought we'd discuss our celebrity dinner. If we were to host the celebrity dinner, who would we invite? Who'd be on the top of the list and why?
Yep.
I actually found this quite difficult. So I think I've got multiple lists, multiple honorable mentions. I don't know where I should start. Maybe I just start at the top and then we'll work our way down through the honorables as well.
Go through it.
All right. So at the top of my celebrity dinner.
Sorry, you said top of your list. Is this in order?
No, this is like, these guys have just made it to the dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
If you've made it to the dinner, you're in the top five.
Consider yourself lucky. Yeah.
So the people, and I think like the way I'm kind of thinking about this as well is like, we'll obviously get to spend time to be around these people, so I'm going to learn so much off them. That's the point of this dinner.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, top people at my celebrity dinner would be Adam Sandler.
Yep.
Lily Singh.
Yep.
So Hans Zimmer, if he can make it, otherwise Daft Punk.
Okay.
they're like the second. The subs, yeah. Peter Zumthor, he's an architect.
Okay.
And Kanye West.
Nice.
That would be I think that would make a good party. It's a
very interesting dinner.
Yeah, man. A good mix of people.
And give us your honorable mentions as well.
All right. So it's a bit of a big list. So honorable mentions, in which I call the zombie party because they're all passed away.
Okay.
We got Balakrishna Doshi, who's an Indian architect.
Yep.
He was kind of like for the people, everything he did, and tried to infuse culture into what he did. So I'd really love to be able to talk to him. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said the other day, Muhammad Ali, Bruce Lee, and Michael Jackson.
Nice.
If I could be around those three.
Yep.
And we'd all probably be dancing to Thriller. Yeah. And cool. then I got honorable mentions 2.0.
Okay.
This is the Kiwi dinner.
Yep.
We got Jazz Thornton, Simran Kaur, Dan Carter, Rachin Ravindra, Richie McCaw, and Ruby Tui.
Nice.
I think that'd be a solid.
Yeah.
One that could actually happen.
Yes.
One day. So if you guys are listening.
Have you got any more lists?
Yeah, I got an honorable mentions 3.0. So these are my architects.
Yep.
I had Frank Lloyd Wright, Mies van der Rohe, Carlo Scarpa, John Lautner, and Norman Foster.
Nice.
Norman Foster being the only living one in that list. But the other guys, they're all kind of pioneers in terms of modernism in architecture. So I think being able to talk to them about how they were able to, back then, being able to, have the fortitude to see this is how we could design when, kind of going really against the grain.
Yep.
Like what we see as modernism today, they were doing back then. Like, how can you do that? That takes some skills. So
yeah, for sure.
I've got four dinners apparently that I'm cooking for.
Nice. Very cool. Can you give us your top one again, please?
Top one is Adam Sandler.
Yep.
Lily Singh.
Yep.
Hans Zimmer. Peter Zumthor. And Kanye West.
Kanye West. Nice. Okay, cool.
Wait, let me guess. I know who's going to be on the top of your list.
The top of my list?
Or within your top five.
Okay.
And you're going to bring him back from the dead.
Yep.
Steve Jobs.
Number one.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool. So I've got Steve Jobs. I've got, Steve Jobs, I don't think. I think all of these I don't need to explain. Steve Jobs, just incredible visionary.
Mm-hmm.
Again, being able to think outside, against the grain, outside of the box.
Yeah.
Creator of, the iPhone, the iPod, and a brilliant marketeer.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Robbins.
Ooh.
He's my goat.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much you need to say about this guy. Just incredibly motivating, inspiring.
Yeah.
And someone who's, affected, changed millions and millions of lives.
Yeah.
Very inspirational.
You guys be having dinner at his island in Fiji.
Yeah. and I'll fly there and, well, actually all of these guys probably got a private airplane. Yeah. So my third one is Shah Rukh Khan.
Nice.
This guy is, I'm like obsessed with fame. I think I've said this to you before, and he's like at the top. I think
he's a phenomenon, eh?
Yeah, you look at people in Hollywood and stuff like that, and they don't have that craze that Bollywood celebrities. And I think Shah Rukh Khan is the only superstar that is left.
Yeah.
But he's able to do, he's able to be at the top of the game worth, half a billion, if not more.
Yeah.
But still, everyone that he meets and everyone that, and I'm talking about not just other people in the film industry, but normal people, they say that when you meet him, he has the ability to make you feel like you're the most special person in the world.
Wow.
Or the most special person to him.
Yeah.
The ability to connect, to charm people, and to be at that level and not have one person say something bad about you.
Yeah.
Like you're doing something right.
Yeah.
To have that level of fame and to have your wits about you and to not fall into controversy or to let that get to your head.
Yeah.
Like that's a special person.
Mm-hmm.
My fourth one is Jay-Z.
Of course.
Of course. Entrepreneur, you know, what is it? 2021 Grammy Award winning artist. Yeah. Like, again, my GOAT. He's my GOAT.
Still the all-time greatest trailer for an album has to be with Jay-Z's in the room, Rick Rubin's in the room.
Yeah, Magna Carta Holy Grail. Yeah. Just Samsung
that
ad.
Samsung ad was just the best day.
Yeah. There was a thing going around the internet a little while ago. Would you rather have $500,000 or a lunch with Jay-Z? And so many people were like, I'll take the 500 grand. And I was like, man, have lunch with Jay-Z, you shut up and you just listen.
But even he was like, He did say
take the 5 grand because everything that he said everything, take the 500,000 because everything that I have to speak to you about is already
out there
in the albums. But man, come on. Would you not take that opportunity?
Oh, of course. And then I'd also tell him to organize it in somewhere super fancy I could never get in. Like, come on, let's just have it in like MoMA or something.
Yeah. And then my last one is Jim Rohn.
Ooh.
Jim Rohn is like the godfather of all inspirational, motivational speakers. He's mentor to Tony Robbins. So yeah. He's my grand goat.
Man, you got like a godfather's
dinner, man. You need an Italian dinner.
Italian
napkins.
Yeah,
napkins in your shirt.
Yeah.
that's my dinner party.
Any honorable mentions there?
Oh, I'm sure there is definitely a lot out there. I think if I was to think about, I mean, like Kanye West comes to mind, Kevin Hart, mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle.
See, that's when I was doing this, I was like, wait, I could break all these lists down into a different category. Like I'd have a comedians dinner party, you know?
Well, should have thought of it.
Adam Sandler and his boys, like, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, so there's definitely lots to mention, but that's my top five. So Steve Jobs, Tony Robbins, Shah Rukh Khan, Jay-Z, and Jim Rohn. I mean, just to watch these guys interact as well would be interesting. Yeah,
just to sit there and watch what happens.
Yeah. I had you on the list, but I had to bump you.
Oh,
I had you on the list just to tell you to come and shut up and listen.
I thought I'd be the sous chef, so and you can be the sous chef at mine.
Fly on the wall.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's me.
Nice. I'd be keen to hear what everyone else kind of thinks as well.
Yeah, for sure. It'd be cool.
Who they would invite to their dinner. Mm. And maybe we'll chuck it up in a few chats as well, just to see what people say. If you send them in, we'll chuck them on the stories. I think we should get that going this week as well.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right.
Sweet.
Over to you, man.
What are we talking about? The Good Dinosaur. Mm. So this is a scene from a movie, when did this movie come out?
It's a Pixar movie.
Let's have a quick look.
A dinosaur called Arlo?
Yes, correct. Out in 2015.
Man, that's a long time ago.
it's a very long time ago. So I remember seeing this, I remember watching the movie a while ago.
Yeah.
And this scene stood out. And then we thought, with us going through The Lion King, we thought we'd revisit this scene and talk about it a little bit.
Break it down.
So the clip is called Get Through Your Fear.
Okay, now take a walk out there.
By myself?
Go on. Sometimes you gotta get through your fear to see the beauty on the other side.
Wow.
sometimes you have to get through fear to see the beauty on the other side.
Mm.
So not a long scene, nah. Not a big scene, but an important scene with a important message.
Yep.
What are your thoughts?
Just starting with his dad saying, calm down and breathe. And if you look at like the size of Arlo, he's a big dinosaur compared to the tiny firefly that's resting on his nose, yep. You know? And then I guess when I think about that, I'm thinking about like the size of
our problems,
or our perceived fear, you know, when like if we're Arlo the dinosaur, that's our capability. And then our fear is the size of a tiny firefly, but we don't see that, right? We're stressing out so much.
Yeah, it becomes all-encompassing, takes over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it does, once you sort of get through it, you realize how, what's the word?
Beautiful?
Beautiful life is on the other side, but how not important that that issue is.
Yeah.
The word's gone out of my mind.
I'm trying to think of it too.
Yeah.
But even like how his dad just tells him to calm down and breathe, you know, like often in that situation, we're trying to think of solutions.
Yeah.
And you got to, like, you literally have a million things just running through your head. You can't even sleep, can't even move, you know? But I think also the good thing about fear is that it breeds curiosity. Cause like you imagine, like I was thinking about Arlo's dad before. Right, when he discovered that field, and he probably would have been scared too, but he would have been like, oh, what if I just take the leap? You know, whereas Arlo's dad was showing him, he's like, oh, look at this. But I'm trying to think about Arlo's dad, that first time he saw it. So I think if you can embrace the curiosity out of fear, like what if, then there's beauty in that too.
It's beautiful.
And then I think that's where what his message is, right, is that sometimes you have to get through your fear to see the beauty on the other side.
Yeah.
And there always is beauty. Always. Yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that was beautifully said. I think you're right. I think fear is always what stands in between us and what we want to achieve, what we deserve, what is meant for us, but we don't see that because we're blinded by our fear. So I think curiosity is a very good way of, very good point. It's a nice way to think about it. If we can just hold on to that curiosity, then that fear doesn't seem so disabling.
And it's not to like, not to say that fear is not good. I think fear is just something, a natural instinct that's evolved with us over time. And it's kept us safe. And it keeps like, it actually helps us to function in the world. But there's going to be moments in time where we are going to be like just getting up to speak in front of an audience or coming to speak on this. You know, like there's always fear in doing that. There's fear like right now and sitting and being like, are we running to the run sheet? You know? But you just got to get past it. And then the beauty is the actual fun in doing it. It's such a simple and beautiful message. I don't think there's too much more.
No, I think just one other thing is like, we always talk about speaking to people or having community and all of that sort of stuff. And I think, this speaks to that a little bit as well. So Arlo, obviously scared, has no idea what's going on. And it took his dad or a mentor to say, it's fine, just breathe. And sometimes we need that. And so it's important to have those people around you that you trust. If Arlo didn't trust his dad, or if that was someone else, he wouldn't be able to go through it, right?
I
think it speaks to the importance of having good people around you as well,
which I think is also important. So in the last episode we talked about going and getting the people, right? But if you are one of those people that can see someone who just needs to break through that fear because you have broken through it, then go and show them.
Yes.
You know, don't feel like you should leave them hanging or they're not ready for it. Like, you've been through it, you know it. So like, the best you can do is coach them through that process, like Arlo's dad.
Yep.
He saw the lesson that needed to be taught.
Taught, yeah. That's it.
Easy, man.
Easy.
Easy breezy.
Cool.
Well, I think that's us for today. It's a bit of a change up in terms of what we normally do, but I think it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, got a good old dinner party, which we can dream of one day having. And if we just embody a little bit of what Arlo's dad was saying as well, like just imagine the non-limit, you know, where we can go. It's limitless. And yeah, you reckon there'd be a lot of fear walking into that dinner party?
Yeah, 100%. Oh my God.
But how good would it be, right?
Yeah, for sure. It would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just walking into the room with any one of these guys, I would feel fear.
Yeah. But so I did the UPW course with Tony Robbins, and oh my gosh, that would be so exciting. And then also having been in the same room as Lily Singh before, like, oh man, that would be a party.
Yeah.
My goal, one of my goals is to be invited to her Diwali party. Oh my gosh. Imagine that. Imagine the people in that room.
That room, yeah.
But just to be a fly in some of these rooms around the world, like, I think that's where we want to be.
For sure.
One day.
We can be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
All right. Thank you, Perry, for your time.
Thank
your
you.
Energy. Thank you so much for you guys for tuning in, whether you're watching, whether you're listening. Again, if you feel like this episode and what we discuss brings value to people, please do help us lift the vibration. Remember, Perry's got to make a video by the end of Jan, and by the time this comes out, we're going to have only a couple of weeks to get this done. So I'm hoping by now that this video, our follow count is definitely past 1,000, but if it hasn't, please, I'm with all the energy of my soul, I am asking you, please, to get your mum, your dad, your sister, your brother, your dog, your cat, your goldfish to follow our Instagram account, please. And
I'm going to be verifying new followers as well, by the way.
Yeah, no bots. And I forgot how we used to finish. We should bring it back. Until next time, be human, be now.